about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thank you all for tuning in. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. We are live 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 to midnight Eastern Time, taking your calls, your medical questions, your comments, anything you want to talk about at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, we would love for you to follow us on Twitter. I give you up-to-date medical updates as often as I get them. So if you do miss the show, at least you know what we covered, and you got some highlights of the day. And my day. I usually don't tweet about personal stuff. None of you really need to know if I was constipated. That sometimes goes on my Facebook. But for tweets, I usually kind of just stick to business. Okay. I want to start off with this Honduras fire. A fire started by an inmate, I'm sure you all have heard by now, tore through an overcrowded prison in Honduras, burning and suffocating screaming men in their locked cells as rescuers desperately searched for keys. This is horrible. Officials confirmed 358 dead today, making it the world's deadliest prison fire in a century. The local governor, who was once a prison employee, told reporters that an inmate called her moments before the blaze broke out and screamed, "I will set this place on fire, we're all going to die." Now, the Comayagua governor, Paola Castro, said she called the Red Cross and fire brigade immediately after receiving the late call to the night, but firefighters said they were kept outside for half an hour by guards who fired their guns in the air, thinking they had a riot or a breakout on their hands and didn't realize these guys were screaming because there was a fire. You'd think somebody would have stopped and listened and heard fire. But again, they were hearing screaming. Officials had long had little control over conditions inside many of these prisons, where inmates have largely unfettered access to cell phones and other contraband. Survivors told investigators the unidentified inmate set fire to his bedding in the farm prison in the central town of Comayagua, 53 miles north of Gigasigalpa. The lockup housed people convicted of serious crimes, such as homicide and armed robbery, and also those who had yet to be tried. There could have been some innocent people there, too. Blaze spread within minutes, killing inmates in their locked barracks. They said that they couldn't get to them because they didn't have keys, and they couldn't find the guards who had the keys. This is so sad. Again, we are taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I mean, this brings up memories of the MGM fire we had in Las Vegas. Now, in the 1980s, there was the fire that I believe killed 86 people in the MGM Grand Hotel, which is now in the location of Bally's. Now, many of those people died, not so much because they were burned by the fire, but because of the smoke inhalation. Usually that's what kills people first. It's the smoke inhalation, then they pass out. And when they saw multiple people in the stairwell trying to escape the MGM Grand Hotel, they were dead, but they weren't burnt. They were dead because of smoke inhalation. But one very scary fact that happened with the MGM Hotel, now I don't know if you guys remember the MGM Hotel back in the 80s in Las Vegas. Beautiful hotel, huge casino door. The door was electric, so when that didn't work, people couldn't open the doors. They, you know, that changed the rules of the casinos, where now you actually have to be able to open the, I mean, now the doors have to be manual. Okay, you can't have just all electric doors. You have to have some manual doors because of this. But what the fire chief had told us when we were in medical school about what had happened back in the 80s with the MGM fire was the gas from the fire had filled up the whole casino. Fire had started in the kitchen, and the kitchen was kind of in the back of the walkway of the casino. Well, the gas of the fire had filled up such that when flames were able to escape the kitchen, it triggered a complete ignition, igniting the whole casino. So many of the people in the casino that couldn't get out were burned from the explosion. You know, so what, when you see this, you know, people always ask you, so what is it? You know, did these guys burn to death? Did they, again, we don't know. We don't know. But my assumption is most fire deaths are because of the gas and the asphyxiation. And it's just an absolute shame. Absolute shame. We got Kyle working the dials. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Kyle is answering your calls. Thank you all for being patient. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, just absolutely, absolutely frightening. We've covered a lot of things in the news today. I definitely urge you to take a look at our archives and take a listen. We covered sleep apnea. We covered benzodiazepine and alcohol mix, a variety of topics. But we are going to be covering this week tax deductions for your tax returns. There's many things you could deduct medical-wise that many people don't know about. So we're going to definitely cover that later this week. I'll tell you which hour it's in, and I'll definitely give everybody in every hour a little recap. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so slow walking predicts dementia. They say the speed someone walks may predict the likelihood of them developing dementia later in life. Scientists are now looking at this. It's published in the British Medical Journal, where there's a strong association between slow walking speed and death from heart attacks and other heart problems. They say walking faster over the age of 65 leads to longer life. Even though we get older and we have arthritis, etc., they think that speed walking, grip strength, etc., they had looked at brain scans, etc., but they found that faster walkers, when you're over 65, was a very good predictor of longer life. So that's kind of cool. You know, I notice that a lot of, and I'm not saying you exercise as a speed walker. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying as you are active when you're, you know, when you move from room to room, the speed could be a sign of your good health. All right, don't go away. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dalia Show.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Mark on the line. Hey, Mark, where are you calling from?
Calling from Orange County, California, listening through KCAA.
Awesome. KCAA, great, great affiliate out of Loma Linda. Love it, love it.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. See what happens when you bring on a new affiliate that like to listen and call in?
Yes, amen, brother. Amen. I hope it spreads. Absolutely. Thank you. Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, I got a friend who is alcoholic. He's afraid to say the A word because he doesn't have a problem, and I had suggested some things to him AA and whatnot, and he said that's a bunch of bunk, and he said I know there's something out there that I could do that would help me deal with my issues, and I said well you have to understand you have something going on before you can deal with it. He had suggested something. I looked it up. I couldn't find anything on it. St. John's Wort.
Yep.
And he like freaked out. I said, "No, you knucklehead! It's not a wart. It's
right.
W-O-R-T.
Yeah,
look it up."
Yeah. Yeah.
And I said, you know, how is that something that might be able to help him edge off of dealing with his non-problem? You know.
Mm-hmm,
and what other things can you do with?
Yeah. No.
What other things can you do with it?
Right. No. I mean, I think, first of all, I commend you for saying AA. All right. I mean, I think AA is the most effective out of everything there. St. John's Wort could help, not a lot of studies, if it helps with the depression. If he's drinking because he's depressed, if he's less depressed, then maybe. But usually if somebody drinks alcohol, there's hundreds of factors involved, which is why AA helps with that. You have cravings. You have internal issues. You have weaknesses with your willpower. You have self-esteem issues. So unfortunately, popping St. John's Wort may not do it. And I'm also going to extend that to regular medical pharmaceuticals. You know, we have addiction specialists that will put people on clonidine, you know, if they're trying to get off narcotics, et cetera. Or, you know, some of these pharmaceuticals, again, you know, popping a pill may help with cravings a little bit, but it's not going to stop the basic problem of you're wanting to reach for that glass because you can't sleep, you can't deal with life, et cetera. I'm trying to think alternative-wise. You know, sometimes we recommend milk thistle, but nobody has ever said that really helps with cravings. Passion flower, I remember my partner who did homeopathy. I think he had brought that up. But again, unfortunately, it's beyond my scope. I really don't know anything. Because again, these people that drink alcohol, they're not craving the taste of vodka. It's not like cigarettes where you're craving the nicotine, you know, or something in your mouth. The alcohol, it's the feeling. So if these, you know, milk thistle or there's also roots and herbal roots. I mean, you know, people say, well, you could try those. If it doesn't, you know, kick the root of what's going on, hypnotherapy could be another idea. But honestly, they need counseling. And if they don't want to go to AA,
yeah,
if they don't want to go to AA because of the stigma, then you have them get to a counselor and you don't talk to them about their alcohol. It's about, let's say, their sleep. Go, okay, let's just forget about the alcohol. How are you sleeping? Well, I don't sleep. Well, let's get you into some sleep therapy. Let's have somebody work with, you know, you see what I mean? You attack it that way.
Sure. Yeah. It makes sense. That makes complete sense. I'll do that. I'll talk with him. Because I know right now it's not, he's one of those functional alcoholics where you wouldn't know it unless you knew him really well.
Right.
And I know him really well. And I know him when he's
right, drunk.
But
yeah.
I appreciate that very much.
No, and I appreciate you calling. Tell everybody over there at KCAA, thanks for listening. I appreciate it, all right? All right, you take care. Okay, so, you know, I wish there was something that, you know, I could say you could use. Anabuse is one of the pharmaceuticals that come to mind. Anabuse, it makes you vomit when you drink alcohol. Now, the Anabuse had some success because if somebody drank alcohol and then was on this Anabuse, you would vomit so violently that it would kind of break the habit. It was the opposite of a Pavlovian response. It was like a negative type of feedback, you know, where you zap the rats. Not that I condone that, but, you know, in laboratory animals, they get zapped if they do something negative. That's what the Anabuse would do. And some people, they do well. But again, you know, if you have a person that doesn't want to admit they're an alcoholic, it's going to be very hard for them to want to take a medicine that makes them violently throw up. Okay, because remember, they're drinking the alcohol to cope. You know, when you're dealing with alcoholism or even like with Whitney Houston taking benzodiazepines for anxiety, you know, you need to really get to the root of why they're doing it. Okay, I mean, are they drinking rum and coke because they really like the taste and, you know, they like to relax a little bit? Or are they downing alcohol because they get to a point where they get to forget? Or are they doing it because they're in pain? I have many patients that go, Dahlia, I can't take pain pills, so I drink, and it helps with the pain. Well, then, you know, trying to get them off the cravings of the alcohol may not be successful if you aren't dealing with the gaping wound. Okay, you can't just deal with the bandage. And so if somebody has chronic pain, we need to then address the pain. If somebody has insomnia, let's address the insomnia. We were talking about sleep apnea in the first hour. Spent a significant amount of time for that. Well, some people treat their sleep apnea with alcohol. They say, Dr. Dahlia, I can't sleep throughout the night, so I drink my whiskey or my scotch before I go to bed. Okay, now you see how dangerous that is? If somebody has sleep apnea, they're waking up in the middle of the night because they aren't getting breath. It's a defense mechanism for your body to stay alive and survive. So if you are trying to depress your respiratory system or depress that central mechanism you have in your brain so you sleep through, that could be pretty dangerous. So don't be drinking whiskey or scotch to combat sleep apnea. You combat sleep apnea with oxygen. You know, we were spending a significant amount of time talking about, you know, benzodiazepines and why people take them. Some people take them because they're anxious. You know, some people take them because that's just what they've always done. And if they don't, they go through withdrawal. Other people take them for sleep, right? And you need to go to the root of the problem. I don't know what happened with Whitney Houston, but what I do know, one of the biggest mistakes she made was she took this medication before she went into a bathtub. You don't do that. I mean, I can't say for sure she took it, but if it was in her system, you don't go into a swimming pool. You don't go into a jacuzzi. You don't operate machinery. You don't drive. You don't take care of an infant. You don't do gymnastics on a balance beam, because these alter a lot of your body's senses. Very dangerous stuff. Extremely dangerous. If you mix it with alcohol, even more dangerous. We spent time earlier this show, and I definitely urge you to take a listen to some of the prior shows, or you could listen to our 24/7 feed online. We have a 24/7 feed online on demand at drdahlia.com. We talked about some of the celebrity deaths and what they possibly were taking. An example was Heath Ledger had an over-the-counter sleepy pill, some Valium, Xanax, a couple different pain pills, right? And he died. Did he throw a bunch of pills in his mouth? No, we don't know. You know, it might have just been he woke up, you know, in the morning, had some pain. Then he wanted to take a relaxant for his muscles. Then he had a little bit of stress because he had a photo shoot or he had a reading. Then a pain again, took another pain medicine, anxious, took a Xanax, couldn't sleep at night, took some over-the-counter sleeping aid, that didn't work, grabbed some Restoril, which was one of the drugs listed in his system, ends up dying that night. Again, sometimes and these medicines are additive. A lot of us forget that if you take a Xanax or Valium, et cetera, the day before, that's still in your system the next day. So you take another one, now you're compounding. Some of these medicines are short-acting, some are long-acting. But to go back to Mike's friend with alcohol, we probably should spend a little time on how to bring something up with a family member. We've actually done this on the show, but I think it's been a while, so I want my new listeners to listen in. If you think a certain subject is hands-off, I'm not going to talk about alcohol, I'm not an alcoholic, I'm not going to talk about the benzodiazepines, okay? Then you need to then later approach the subject, or hopefully a professional would do this, a psychologist, but if they don't want to be seen one, you know, bring up something that you think they're using the alcohol for. You know, how you doing with the breakup with your wife? How you holding up? Okay? Now, how's the sleep? Are you sleeping? I remember you telling me you weren't sleeping. Are you sleeping? Right? How's the pain? Bring up the subject that you think is what they're drinking for. Now, it's usually not one subject. There's a variety of things. But if you think you got an idea on what it is, that is sometimes an easier way to get in. You know, so what are you doing? What are you taking for sleep? I drink myself to sleep. Dude, you can't be doing that. You know, I mean, without making them feel like an alcoholic, there's other ways, you know, without the label, there's other ways to approach it. Now, again, I'm not a psychologist, I'm a family doc, and this is what psychologists and psychiatrists are for, but sometimes you cannot get that family member in there. You cannot. So it's very tough on family and friends. Okay, when we come back, more medical news, so don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com. Spelled BioAge.com. BioAge.com. Or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge. The age of advanced organics.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Whether you want to send roses, carnations, whether you've got hundreds to spend or just a little, Farm Fresh Flowers is your place for Valentine's flowers, birthdays, anniversaries. Call right now and save 12% with the code RADIO-K. That's RADIO-K. Go to farmfreshflowers.com, type it in the coupon code, or call them at 800-999-2109, 800-999-2109. Call them now, farmfreshflowers.com, code RADIO-K.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Dr. Dahlia Show, let's rock and roll. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, I really don't like talking about sitcoms and television shows a lot because I don't watch that much TV. You all know one of my favorite shows is Boardwalk Empire. I love that it's on HBO. Only plays for a few months and then it's gone the rest of the year. But I have to just make one mention of a television show last night, just pretty quickly, okay? I've been very, very frustrated with the crap that we have been watching, you know, for years on television. And the lack of quality, but these shows get high ratings and they get advertisers. And, you know, you're looking at it going, really, people? I mean, look at some of the quality of the Super Bowl commercials we have this year. Quality has gone down so much. Well, yesterday, and I know you guys are going to be like, oh, please don't mention Glee. Yes, I'm going to mention Glee, okay? But live with it for a second, okay? Yesterday on Glee, they did a tribute to Whitney Houston. They sing that I'll Always Love You song, which was originally done by Dolly Parton. Okay, beautiful song, great song. And they did an amazing tribute. The actress on there who goes by Mercedes sang it, amazingly beautiful. But you see, what blew my mind is Whitney Houston died on Saturday. May she rest in peace. And they had already obviously filmed the show months before. It had already been sent to the network, I guess, on Friday for it to be plugged in. So, you know, everything is done. Probably everybody's on vacation. You know, usually the shows are filmed, and then when they're being aired, you're on vacation. They were able to, after the news broke Saturday night, pull something like they were able to do together that aired last night. And when you look at the quality of what was done, I was just absolutely amazed. And I know, you know, some of you are like, all right, so what are you trying to tell us? Glee is good. What I'm trying to tell you is that very rarely I see a show put out a product or actually show some care and show some time. And if they had to rush within hours to add something so they could do a tribute to Whitney Houston, I didn't expect it to be such high quality. And I really commend them, because there's very few shows that work their butts off. But if you actually take a look at what that show does, they have singing numbers, they have dancing numbers, they have comedy. So, you know, between the script, the musical numbers, the choreography, and writing original scores as well as remakes, it's a pretty high quality show as it is. But I just thought that was extremely impressive. And I just had to say. Okay. Now, something that's not going to, you know, actually, I still want to be on this impressive kick. You guys are going to love this one. Stanford surgeons put a pacemaker in a 15-minute-old newborn. Now, the newborn was premature. I believe the newborn, Jaya Maharaj, little girl, was, I believe, 7 weeks premature. And she is the youngest pacemaker recipient. When she was 15 minutes old, team of doctors, 9 weeks premature, was able to implant the pacemaker. Apparently, she was diagnosed in the womb with a severe heart ailment. Her heart rate was only 45 beats a minute. Now, usually, an infant's heart rate is 140. So here she is at only 45 beats a minute. They say the only way to save the baby was to deliver the baby right away and then put in a pacemaker. Stanford has announced details of the operation this week. This is absolutely amazing. Now, what they believe happened is while the baby was in utero, the mother's immune system were attacking the nerve fibers that were in charge of course, conducting the electricity for the baby's heart. You know, why grown-ups get pacemakers is because their heart cannot transmit the electrical beat properly. Now, this is a subject we talked about earlier this week, or I believe it was, on Monday, where stem cells could be used to repair heart that was damaged after a heart attack to make new muscle. The reason why you need that new cardiac muscle is so it could conduct the electricity well. But in this particular case, the baby lost a lot of viable heart muscle that could conduct the electricity because they believe that the mom's immune system started to attack the fibers. The prognosis was really grim. The doctors had to actually induce the labor, because if the baby's heart, if the fetus's heart rate was already down to the 40s, they couldn't wait the 9 weeks. So one is you're already inducing labor on a baby that's going to have to fight to live because they're premature, right? And then second, you're going to be performing this not on a healthy newborn. You're going to be doing it on a preemie, right? I mean, the heart, they said, was the size of a walnut. That's small. Anyway, it looks like the neonatologist counseled the couple, right? They all agreed baby should be delivered. Baby was delivered at 31 weeks of delivery date. A team of 20 assembled to do this. The baby was only 3.5 pounds, but it went smoothly. All right. Now, from what I understand, the surgeon usually connects the wires attached to the pacemaker outside the body, and then a second surgery weeks later to install the device. From what I understand, I think they installed the device right away, if I get that correctly. Again, I don't have all the details, but just amazing stuff. The baby now is 3 months old, weighs 8 pounds, is thriving. They say this current pacemaker should last about 10 years, and then hopefully by then they get another one. So, it's just amazing. I am just so impressed. I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. Okay, now, one thing I don't love is childhood obesity, and it looks like we have an issue. These kids, you know, they're obese. They get picked on. They get bullied. But now the schools are saying, we got a problem. They can't fit into their chairs. So there's a student, actually, when he was in middle school. How much did he weigh? I'm trying to look. He weighed 300 pounds. at age 14, this kid. 300 pounds. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. And, of course, he couldn't fit into a seat. Now, you have many kids that don't weigh that much, but, you know, middle schoolers are now starting to hit the 200-pound range. Even younger children, these preschoolers, are big. I mean, kids are big. They are big. I mean, my 9-year-old, he's slim, but he's big. He's tall. He's got muscles. He weighs more than I weighed in higher grades when I grew up. I don't know if it's the milk. I don't know if it's the hormones. I don't know if it's dad. Dad is 6 feet, muscular. You know, I always talk about him. He's a burly, handsome, you know, really manly. But, I mean, he's not overly tall. It blows my mind. My sixth grader is almost as tall as me. My sixth grader is almost as tall as me. So it's amazing how big these kids are getting. But, you know, when I go into the teacher's classroom and we have student-parent, you know, teacher conferences, you know, you have to go in and you have to sit, right? And they give you the little chair. I could barely fit one cheek on that. And imagine if your middle schooler is almost your size, I really hope they do have bigger chairs. The other thing, too, is remember how the desks used to be? Kind of like, remember Baskin-Robbins? You kind of sneak. Gosh, I don't know why I'm thinking of Baskin-Robbins, but the Baskin-Robbins, I remember, it was like a desk. You hardly had any, you know, table to rest your papers on, and you slid in and out. But we fit. Well, many kids that are obese, they can't fit into that. So, some pretty serious stuff. So, I guess, you know, on top of all the problems, schools now have to purchase that. Now, a big problem, though, for those of us that aren't worried about our weight is chocolate. We talked about this in the previous hour. Apparently, the cocoa crop is in trouble. There's a moth. There's certain frost, fungus, etc. And I don't want to go into too many details because I don't want to depress you all. I mean, honestly, it almost made us cry when we covered this story. But apparently, the amount of metric tons they're making is not going to be enough chocolate for what the world wants in 2020, and there's going to be a chocolate shortage. They say chocolate is usually grown around the equator. With climate change and change in weather patterns, it's difficult to grow the crops to much fruition, and there's going to be a shortage. I know. I'm shocked. Now, in good news today, I think Kellogg bought Pringles. Did you guys hear about that? Some sort of financial move today, Kellogg bought Pringles. So I love the Pringles chip. I'm a fan of Kellogg cereals. Can you imagine? Can you imagine how yummy that would be? All right. Okay. When we come back, new car smells and the toxicity. Which cars are worse? Coming up on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6. With their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5. I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4. eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3. eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number two, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number one reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones Special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free urban survival mini course that will prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his seven-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. Or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad you did.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super C Veg.
And with the Super C Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super C Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super C Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super C Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super C Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super C Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, SuperCVeg.com. That's Super, S-E-A-V-E-G.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-C-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super C Veg daily is eating right.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Let's rock and roll. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Chris on the line. Hey, Chris, where are you calling from?
Hey, calling from Salem, Oregon today. I just pulled up GCN's, bunch of other, you know, radio. I listen to Alex Jones quite frequently, and I was looking at the Parent Network, and I guess you guys have several great shows, and it's kind of hard to come by, you know, some good, you know, medical talk, really, you know, nationwide, you know.
Well, thank you.
Who's that other guy, Dean?
Oh, Dean Adell. Oh, Dean Adell was my hero.
Yeah, occasionally I'll tune into him. But I actually, I don't know if you've seen the sugar conspiracy. I think it's called the sugar conspiracy. I just kind of, you know, briefly tuned in on the last end there of your conversation about the, you know, the sugars. And there were some interesting studies, and I want to get your take on them. They were claiming, well, and I've seen several articles, too, that have claimed this, that they're saying now that the high-fat diets really aren't linked to the heart disease at all, And in fact, it's really just the sugar. Apparently, a lot of the LDL pattern A's that were associated with the animal fats and things like that were not really that bad of a culprit for the atherosclerosis. It was the pattern B that was being caused by the alcohol dehydrogenase and liver basically breaking down the sugar. So just this notion that people wanted to shift their consumption to carbohydrates away from fats. It was completely new to me. What's your take?
No, absolutely. In fact, we covered this when they came out a few weeks ago saying eggs aren't bad for you. You can have eggs because we were all worried about eggs and their cholesterol. You hit it on the head. When you get a cholesterol panel, most people just get the basic one where you look at LDL, you look at the bad cholesterol, you look at the HDL, you look at the total. But a lot of us doctors really like to divvy it up and take a look at the particle size, because your smaller, more concentrated type B is a heck of a lot more atherosclerotic than your type A large buoyant ones. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Still, you have people that either got it or they don't. You have people with good HDL, normal LDL, they could be eating crap and their cholesterol never changes. Yet I could have patients who really try to, like you say, watch their sugar, watch everything, and they still come in with high cholesterol. I still think there's a lot of genetics to it, but I think what we really need to stay away from is the greasy, fried fatty foods and the high fructose corn syrup. I think a lot of our sugars...
Trans fats are just devastating.
Right.
I guess my also... second question, I wanted to get your take. I recently read a book, and I think it kind of transformed my dad's life. And I gave him the book, transformed my life. It's called The Paleo Solution by Rob Wolf, and it talks about the high fat, low carb diet. And I tell you, my dad had pretty high LDL pattern. I mean, he tried veganism, vegetarianism. His numbers worsened when he went on the vegan diet, and he went on the paleo diet. And after the 30 days, when he went into the ketosis, the induction phase, where he's getting his energy from fat, it could completely change his life. His cholesterol went, those numbers went way down. What's your take on the Dr. Lauren Cordain, I think, also is a co-author of the book. But
awesome. No, Chris, no, thank you for calling. It's very interesting. I was on the John Phillips show today from KABC, and he said that his doctor, his personal doctor, John Phillips is out of KABC in Los Angeles, is against the vegan diet. He says the vegetarian diet can hurt you, because you're not getting in animal products and you're not getting in a lot of protein. Now, again, it's hard to say, because I have patients who are vegans that they just do well. They are happy as could be. But I have some people where I've had to say, look, I need you to go get some tuna. I need you to go get some chicken. All right. I don't know how to fix your depression, your insomnia, your anxiety, your stomach issues. And it worked. Them taking on protein worked. And, we have to remember, when we educate people, all right, my show, I think, is a little harder to listen to than most, because I don't like to say all or nothing. I don't like to say, all right, none of you, get to have sugar. I'll be honest. I like a ho-ho. In fact, I did a show on benefits of smoking. That was one of our probably most popular shows. All right. I yell at you all to stop smoking. Smoking's bad. But I decided one day to bring up the benefits of smoking. Like, they found some people that smoke don't get certain colitises. They've also found a decreased incidence of Parkinsonian disease. Parkinson's disease with people who smoke. Probably because of the nicotine dopamine relationship. Okay. But you see, I cannot, as a doctor, tell people smoking's good. It's just on my show. I love to bring up both sides. Because there are some people that say, look, I hear there's benefits to this, benefits to that. But, in general, you're going to be told by the medical community. Because, again, we don't know the genetics of everybody. We don't know how certain people are going to clog and how they aren't. But we kind of see patterns. And right now, it's easier for people to say, stay away from fats, cut back on your carbs. And, eat as healthy as you can. Now, the Atkins diet, which was a very strict way to decrease carbs as opposed to the South Beach diet, the Atkins diet caused a lot of problems for people, even though we saw the cholesterol go down. All right, even those that were eating steak and cheese. A lot of my patients do the Atkins diet. They go, Dahlia, I'm eating steak and cheese. I'm going to Outback. I'm going to have the Bloomin' Onion. I'm going to have steak, then I'm going to sprinkle it with cheese. I'm like, are you kidding me? Their cholesterol went down. I'm like, whoa. However, they were very constipated. They didn't feel right. This element of ketosis for some just didn't jive. And you had some people that they did well, but they just couldn't stick to it. You know, so even if a diet works or a food plan works, it's also only effective if it's something you could stick with. You know, one of the reasons why Weight Watchers has been so effective is they make it so easy to do. Atkins or strict low carbs, very difficult to do. Very difficult to stick with. Right? You know, because remember, it doesn't make sense dropping 60 pounds if you're going to put it right back on at the end of the year. Okay, if you're going to lose weight, it has to be lost for the long haul. These people yo-yoing and crash dieting are in no more better health than if you were at the same weight. Studies have proven that time and time again. You need to lose the weight to keep it off, which is also why we say don't do any crash diets. You know, we say be very, very, you know, systemic, you know, or systematic with it. You know, your body doesn't like to go into shock. If you're going to cut carbs, what I do recommend is you cut carbs slowly. Because people were thrown into fits of constipation. They were having bowel disorders. They didn't handle the ketosis well. If you're going to cut back on carbs, I think we all should cut back on carbs. I think we overeat too much. I mean, look at the Big Mac. You got that middle piece of bread in there. Why do you have a middle piece of bread in there? A double cheeseburger doesn't have to have that middle piece of bread. Not that that's the healthiest food, but for example. All right, take it out. There, you know, you don't have to eat 10 fries. Eat 5. You don't have to eat a bag of potato chips. Eat a couple. What I would probably do is start getting your body used to less. Why not? Instead of drinking a whole 2-liter bottle of soda, maybe just splash some on some ice and suck on the ice without chewing it, of course. But if you get people trained to do something in moderation, they're going to stick with it longer, much longer. You know, I think Nutrisystem and Jenny Craig, very nice, very successful, but none of my patients say they could stick with buying the Nutrisystem food or stick with the Jenny Craig. The HCG diet. We have seen the HCG diet work where people are getting the pregnancy hormone to lose weight, but people are gaining the weight back. Why? Because, again, you can't take that long term. Those people taking phentermine and fen years ago. All right. Taking speed causes you to lose weight. Yes, but you can't be on that long term. So when we as nutritionists or medical doctors or the government decide to come up with a plan, we have to realize the psychology of the patient. And I'm not a psychologist, I'm a family doc. But it does nobody any good to say, look, you just take in 500 calories, you're going to lose weight. Well, yes, you're going to lose weight and you're going to sell product. You're going to sell HCG. Right. But, you know, can we show, you know, be truthful and go, look, you know, this may not be long term. And that's really what we're looking for, because I'm 40. I don't want a heart attack in my 60s. I'm looking for long term. All right, guys, great show. Tomorrow we'll talk about new car smell and which cars are the worst. Could be toxic. See you tomorrow. Have a great rest of the night.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.